Captain Munch. I love Captain Crunch, so I eat a whole bunch. Captain Crunch! I love Captain Crunch. It's my favorite type of lunch.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a sponsor, Drew? I'd like that very much. The Sante Captain Center for Healing Captain brings you this. Captain Crunch with
no berries. Just way to hit the right. Post.
Nailed it. So, Captain Crunch with no berries just ain't right. Is that what I heard? All right. Well, joining us to talk football for his weekly program, it is Martellus Bennett of the Dallas Cowboys.
Marty?
Marty B?
What's up?
What is up? How are you?
Pretty good, kicking ass in Halo.
Are you now?
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
I like the best black gamer ever.
Now, why does it always have to be?
Because, you know, when I was in college, you used to hang out with a lot of my friends were white, and then before they see me to be so good at Halo, they'd be like, man, you're black, you're not supposed to be good at that.
Really?
Yeah, so I always label myself as the best black gamer ever.
Now, is that a label you've fought hard to shed?
Yeah, I mean, it's been sticking with me. You know, I've been kind of, I've been trying to get rid of it for a while, but it just sticks to me because I'm so great.
But when I watched that Madden show, that insanely stupid Madden show on ESPN that's on at 2 in the morning, it's always brothers who are in the...
Really?
They're always the best Madden players in
Madden
the world.
Madden Nation. I don't know.
Maybe white people play non-sports games. And
yeah, that's what it is. They play like Halo, Call of Duty. You know, they expect me to be good at Madden, but when it's like Halo, Call of Duty, Gears of War, games like that, you know, they're like, wow, he has 27 kills. I'm like, yeah, buddy, that's what I do all day. I play video games.
Plus, you're dealing with the white community in College Station there. That might be different.
Yeah, I was in College Station. That's just true, I must say.
That is true. All right, let's talk about Sunday a little bit. Very very nice way to start a season. Everyone got rolling, 450 yards of offense. By the end of the day, you guys had to feel pretty good about how things went.
Yeah, it felt real good to go out there and get the first win, you know. I think it came through. It was really, really hot. You know, guys fought through adversity. You know, things wasn't going the way exactly what we planned in the beginning. But, man, a lot of guys made a lot of plays, and it just shows you how many weapons we had. I mean, all three running backs ran the ball well. Every receiver, I think, got in, caught a ball. You know, Miles made a big play. Roy did. Patrick Creighton had a great day. Witten had a bunch of catches. Romo looked great. You know, I don't think they didn't get no sacks. So, I mean, it was a great day for the offense.
So, you said, we were joking last time about how hot it is in Tampa, and you kind of said, well, it's hot up here as well, so now compare it. Was it worth the hype?
No, it wasn't. You know, me being from Jupiter, the the red eye, Jupiter's eye is pretty hot. That's where, you know, all my white friends from College Station, they like to tan on the red eye Jupiter. But it's a lot hotter up there than it was in Tampa, so, you know, it's kind of like a day of picnic weather for me.
So if you had to rate the three, Jupiter hottest, Tampa second hottest, Dallas third.
Yeah, but that second and third, it could change daily. depends how much the nature feels.
I see.
I called her the other day, too, by the way. So, I mean, it depends on her.
All right. Now, talk about the misconnection you guys had on that pass in the end zone. It looked like you were pointing upward right when that pass, like I said, missed the connection.
Yeah, I was expecting a jump ball. He was looking for a back shoulder, but, I mean, I still could have made a catch, you know. I was just thinking that he was going to throw it up high. But, you know, after the game on the bus, I told him, I say, look, Romo, check this out. If you're on a fast break, I know your basketball background, you know, you're on a fast break, and Shaq is running down the middle of the floor. Do you throw him a bounce pass or do you throw him a lob?
Lob. Right?
Throw him a lob. Yeah, because he goes dunk it. You know, I was like, I'm a jumper. I know you used to play the Hoosier style of basketball, but here in Texas, we fast break and we slam dunk. We do not run plays. We do not set picks and rolls to get each other open and shoot top of the key elbow jump shots. We dunk the ball and we fly around. That's what I told him. So, I mean, but for the most part, it's just something that we'll get better at and hopefully we'll see more of.
So how did he handle that talking to?
He laughed.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, that was perfect.
All right, Martellus Bennett and the Martellus Bennett Show here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And so much to talk about with you every week. I want to talk game stuff. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. This is, I am really a dork when it comes to trying to understand football and everything and trying to break it down. And there was one play in particular I want to ask you about. That is the Marion Barber touchdown. Okay? I have looked at that on tape 10 times. And on tape, everyone looks like they're blocking right. You got Ewan Witten on the right side. You got John Phillips back there at fullback. He's going right. Everyone's selling right. Tampa Bay all goes right, and then they flip it to Marion Barber, and he runs left and gets to the end zone. I've heard that nobody on the offense knew he was going to the left. Talk me through what happened there. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently Romo can see the future. You know, his third eye that he possesses, and he knew what the defense was going to do. So it's a play that we run, but he just changed it at the line of scrimmage, and I guess the clock was running down, so he just told Marion.
Well, how would you even do that, I wonder? Does Romo have a hand sign with Marion? It's weird that only Marion would know where he's going to run. The other nine guys are blocking as if he's going to that right side. I found that very curious.
It's a five-syllable word called communication. Hold on. Communication. Yeah, five-syllable word called communication. I guess you just turned around and told him.
Beautiful.
Is there ever a time, like, when you're in a loud opposing stadium and you're all lined up on, you know, you're split out or something and they're changing the play? Do you ever not know? Like, can you ever not hear?
Sometimes you can hear, and that's why we do a lot of signs and a lot of other stuff, you know. We call football a deaf man's game because a lot of it is just seeing. But for the most part, hopefully I get the call out there. You know, when I'm out wide, it's new to me because, you know, we've been doing a lot of this year. So when they're changing the call, I got to make sure I pay attention. I can't be looking down the field through the defense. Sometimes I got to look in the huddle. I mean, look back down the line of scrimmage to see what Romo's doing and if they're changing it or not. So, I mean, you never know.
At the beginning of the game, there looked to be a little confusion, and it seems as though everybody ran to you to tell you maybe you were in the wrong spot. Was that the case?
No, I was not in the wrong spot. I was actually in the right spot, and I was happy because I was still my ground. You know, I was in the game. You know, I was kind of coming up. I'm like, no, I'm right. This is where I'm supposed to be. Hey, man, what you doing, fool? You late, man. You supposed to be here 2 hours ago, and now you just not showing up. That is not prompt. You're fired. You're no longer my friend. You're no longer my friend. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's
The a-hole just walked in. You're supposed to be here a long time ago.
How's everything going?
But for the most part, I was in the right spot. I don't really remember the play. I just remember calling huddle, and I lined up right.
But you're vindicated.
I'm the scapegoat, so that was pretty cool.
All right, Martellus Bennett with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Jupiter's Crunch on Twitter. By the way, you didn't go get those cheetah shoes, did you?
Did you see those shoes while I tweeted them yesterday?
I follow your Twitter feed, and I thought the cheetah shoes, although you suggested they were, I believe you said fun, which seemed a little weird to me. I've never thought of shoes as fun, but you and I are different. Are those shoes you would wear?
Yeah, I actually thought about wearing them earlier today, but then I changed my mind because today's my Jordan day, so I'm wearing the J's right now, you know, fresh dress, J's and a cardigan and a 5950 hat, you know, but for the most part, yeah, I plan on wearing them. I actually chased the cheetah down the other day and killed it to make a sweater out of that's going to match my shoes. So, I mean, I should be pretty cool that day when I wear it.
Sounds awesome.
All right, it's Marty B on his Marty B Show. And then what else have you learned on Twitter this week? I've understood that you're reorganizing your closet.
Yeah, I started to. Then there was so much stuff that I was like, man, RPS, I wouldn't be doing this by myself. Because RPS, you don't do stuff like that by yourself. So I made a phone call, and I'm having somebody else do it. RPS, again, is rich people stuff.
Rich people stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you don't do that by yourself when you do RPS. So that was uncool of me, actually, when I could actually just put the RPS button I have. It's kind of sort of like my easy button, but it's really not. It's the RPS button. You know, it works like if there's a long line somewhere, I push the RPS button, I get to the front of the line. You know, if there's red lights, you know, and I want them to turn green, I push the RPS button. You know, they all turn green. You know, if there's a pretty girl and she has a boyfriend with her, I push the RPS button, and she becomes my girlfriend right there at the moment it happens.
Sounds like a very expensive gadget.
Yeah, it
only
is.
Rich people can have it.
It took a lifetime to get it. That's why it's called RPS, because anyone can't get it.
Yeah, so if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it, probably.
Yeah, if you ask how much the RPS button is, you probably shouldn't be trying to invest in one.
So, is your mind at all on the Giants, or what? How does that work, as your week goes?
Oh, yeah. I'll start thinking about the Giants tomorrow.
Okay.
It's 12 a.m. tonight.
Right. After a big day of chasing down cheetahs and playing Halo. We'll get to the Giants tomorrow. I wanted to go back to Sunday at my risk, talking about the Buccaneers game for just a moment again. The one thing I found interesting, I think it was the big catch to Creighton, maybe. Actually, not the 80-yarder, but the shorter one. You were in on pass protection and actually had to keep a blitzing linebacker off Romo's backside there for a second over off left tackle. Is pass protecting... Is that a complicated thing for a tight end? Because obviously that gives tackles problems. So when you put a tight end there, it should be even more difficult. I'm just curious. You got to worry about a lot of things when you're a tight end. You got to catch that ball. You got to run block. But let's not forget pass blocking. Talk me through that responsibility.
Yeah, it's very tough. You know, it's something that you got to learn as a tight end. You know, basically any tight end that comes to the NFL, it's easy for them to catch balls and you run. That's the easy part. But then when it comes down to blocking, picking up blitzes, and kicking back, you know, you got guys like Justin Tuck, O.T. Humor, and whatever.
right.
and you know, DeMarcus Ware, even at practice, trying to pass block. DeMarcus Ware is probably the best one in the NFL every single day. So it's something that you got to learn. And it's actually extremely hard. But it's something I've been getting better with as the year's going on. Wynn's actually really good at it. So I have to challenge myself to be good at it because he's so good at it. And if I look bad at it, that's another time I can't be on the field because he's so good at it. But for the most part, it's tough, you know. I mean, them guys are coming off the edge pretty fast. But at the same time, it's kind of a lot of tight ends are good at basketball, so he's just trying to play basketball out there kind of at the same time.
All right, well, Marty B.,
if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense, believe it or not.
I felt like I was talking in a circle for a second.
No, we're...
Have you ever felt like that before, though?
No, that was my first time ever.
Okay. Well, good.
Well, we're just...
That was my first time ever.
We've broken new ground here.
We're all getting used to this new marriage of ours. Marty B. every Tuesday. All right, dude, we'll go get the Giants, open up a new stadium. Get the high score in Halo, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Make sure you tune in to www.imrdb.com. I'm everywhere right now. Mr. Internet, you can find me anywhere. YouTube, Google me. I got like 100 million searches. I'm trying to get to 200 million so I can catch up with Kanye West. And I think that's about it. Eat more pizza, Papa John's.
There's no doubt. All right, Marty. Well, congratulations on your first win, and we'll talk with you next week, brother.
All right. God bless you in America.
And you too, sir.
All right.
And Jupiter.
Peace.
See ya. All right, there he goes.